Dan Hampton joins us on the phone now, the Hall of Famer. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey. Great to be on with you. Yeah, you know what? I got to tell you, I can't wait to ask some of those former Cubs players, how about the Cubs?
Yeah.
108 years, it's finally over.
Well, you know, and Bear fans are wondering if it's going to be 108 before we see another Super Bowl.
My God, doesn't it look like it? I mean, I I'll be the first one to tell you, you know, a lot of people come up to me and say, boy, you're kind of tough on the Bears. Well, somebody needs to be tough on them because, come on, folks. Look, when I played, we were the preeminent franchise in all of football. Everybody looked at the Bears, and now, after you go through a season and you win three games, somebody needs to be held to account. So you're exactly right. It's time for the Bears to put up or shut up, and it's going to be a very interesting season with, you know, what they're trying to do at quarterback after this draft. There's a lot of question marks, no question.
Well, we'll get to the band in a second. Let's just keep talking football since you brought it up here. Can the Bears win another Super Bowl with McCaskey's owning the team?
Yes, they can. Yeah, and, you know, I hate to say it, if you could win with Mike McCaskey at the helm, you could win with just about anything. You know, George McCaskey, I've known for 40 years. He's very earnest. He's trying to do everything he can. They're spending a lot of money. Hey, they spent $100 million on Jay Cutler. It didn't come to fruition. Now they spend $45 on a quarterback that's going to be, you know, basically the bridge player until they get Mitch Trubisky up to speed, ready to play in the NFL. So, you know, they're spending a lot of money. And that, essentially, an owner's job is to open the checkbook up and make very judicious decisions. And, you know, hey, they thought that Ryan Pace and John Fox is the way to go. Well, I still have great hope for Ryan Pace, but I think everybody that, you know, listens to some of the post-game remarks and pre-game remarks today, John Fox did a horrible job of getting this team prepared to play last year. Now, it's on him this year. On paper, this team is not as good as maybe as what we had last year. Well, that means you got to work harder. You got to do an awful lot to try to, you know, make some chicken salad here. Well, we're going to find out in the next 50 days if he wants to keep his job, because he's got a lot of work to do.
It seems to me that the McCaskeys don't like boisterous coaches. Who was the last real fiery coach the Bears had? It was Mike Ditka.
Well, it's a guy that I hope to see Saturday night. One of my former teammates is having a wedding reception, and hopefully the coach will show up. But, you know, Mike Ditka basically wrote a check to George Halas. He said, look, I know I've never been a head coach, but I know what's important about bringing the best out of, you know, a football team and football players. Trust me. And he, you know, hey, he wasn't timid. He was not reluctant to challenge people and do. And you know what? The game of football is different. In basketball, everybody gets to shoot. Baseball, everybody gets to take a turn at the bat. But in football, it's only the only salvation for the offensive left guard is winning. Nobody knows if they had a great game or a bad game. The only thing they can hang their hat on is winning. And Dick has sold us on winning. And that's the only thing. And all the other stuff, it comes after the fact. And I haven't seen that. You know, and again, back to the McCaskeys, whether you like it or not, you know, the players today, they're making a lot of money, a fortune. And maybe they become a little bit too comfortable. They need to be challenged. They need to be prodded and poked. And John Fox, he didn't do it in Denver, and that's one reason why Elway said, get out. And for good or bad, he's now been given, you know, a third-year opportunity here. We're going to find out if he wants to be a coach that will challenge the players, because trust me, I needed to be challenged. If I needed to be challenged, everybody does.
It sounds like you still get fired up this time of year when I think the rookies just showed up. You start getting fired up after being away from the game so long, you still get it?
Yes, and you know what? I hate to say it, but the first preseason game, you know, I get kind of giddy. And then the opener, you're thinking, wow, I remember, you know, all those years. And it's a crescendo. You start, you know, at a certain point in the off season, and you build. And then, hey, on opening day, it's let's roll. So, sure, you know, it is what it is. If you play the game for any length of time, it's in your soul.
Talking with Chicago Bear Hall of Famer Dan Hampton. Let's keep talking football. We'll get to the band in a second. But I want to get your take, because you're outspoken. You tell it like it is. You don't hold back. The players are dealing with is CTE. And, boy, it hits close to home with Jim McMahon, Duerson, your former teammates. Is the NFL doing enough, you think, to help these players out?
Well, okay, let me just start by saying that the players today, and for mothers that are scared for their kids to play football, and that the helmets, the conditions, the training, the practice limitations, all the, it's completely different. Our son, his name's, you know, Dan, and he never played football before. Well, at this very moment, he's at practice. And like everyone else, you're like, well, I sure hope it all works out. It'll all work out. But, you know, some of the older players, and if you ever go to a memorabilia show and you look at some of these helmets, and I've had to sign some of them, that some of the players wore in the 50s and 60s, and even the early 70s, they were garbage. And you know what? Yeah, I could see where some of these players, they have issues. Now, obviously, you mentioned a couple of players on my team that they had issues. And, you know, we always, you know, always want to err on the side of caution. But I also had teammates like Gary Fensick and Doug Plank, who had, you know,
oh my, yeah,
countless concussions, and they're fine. And guys like you know, Mike Singletary and Wilbur and Otis Wilson and Steve McMichael and Richard Dent, and so many of these players, and I'm not saying we didn't take, you know, a lot of blows to the head, but, you know, cognizant ability is still very good. And, you know, we're all approaching 60 years old now. So, it's a very indefinite science, imprecise about who's got issues, who doesn't. All I'm saying is, you know, if you said, hey, would you play again? If you given the opportunity, would you do it again? I would do it and blink of an eye, because there's so much great about it. And yes, we hate the fact that, you know, a player like Duerson resorted to what he had, you know, overwhelmed him, and he took his own life. But there's a lot of players that you know, had a lot of issues, and you know, even though the NFL is doing some, they're trying to isolate, identify, and make restitution in a lot of ways. So a lot of that is an ongoing thing, but, you know, a lot of that was because of the helmets and the practice conditions of 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, whereas today, oh, the game's so much safer. It's unbelievable. I go and watch them, and it actually makes me mad they don't get in practice anymore, and it's almost impossible. Hey, you know, it's like taking a golf club to the range if you never make contact with a ball, but you make a lot of practice swings. Sooner or later, you got to make contact. And so, again, that's a gaping wound of this wonderful game, the sport that, you know, I guess everybody's still trying to get their arms around.
All right, Dan Hampton, let's talk about Chicago 6. What compelled you to put this band together? It's been together a long time. Since the strike season, you guys started a band, right?
Well, and I got to tell you, you know, normally we play a lot of festivals. We played the State Fair last year. We've got a number of state fairs we'll be playing, but we're really looking forward to coming down to Bloomington for a lot of reasons. But the main one is, you know, this band, obviously, it's what would you call it? It's kind of the little band that wouldn't die. You know, 30 years ago, Walter Payton was the drummer. Dave Duerson played horn. We had three Blackhawks players, you know, playing the guitar. And we sold out the UIC Pavilion. We played for 3 years. Then everybody kind of went in another direction and lost interest. Well, 5 years ago, I put it back together with Otis Wilson, Steve McMichael, and myself. We have some wonderful musicians. We do Motown. We do classic rock. We do a lot of parodies. For instance, our beloved coach, the Pink Floyd song, Brick in the Wall, well, it's all in all, it's just another bad call.
And I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC.
We love poking fun at him. We poke fun at the McCaskies. It's a fantastic hour-and-a-half show that goes by in the blink of an eye. And 99.9% of the people that watch the show, they walk away going, oh, my God, they were really good. So we hope to get a lot of folks out. Like I said, Steve and I are very excited. Otis cannot make this particular show, but we have a wonderful addition to the band, and Glenn Kozlowski. A lot of folks know that he's been with WTN Radio with me on the post-game.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he sings everything from Journey to REO Speedwagon to Kid Rock. So we've got a wonderful lineup ready to go for next Saturday
night. All right. Sounds like fun. Next Saturday night, they can go to normalbaseball.com to get all the information on the Legends game. That's Saturday night. That gets underway at, 5 o'clock. And then after the game, it's the Chicago Six featuring Steve McMichael, Dan Hampton, and Kozlowski now. All right. Good.
Yep. Glenn. Hey, when Otis is Otis has a yearly commitment in New York for a big charity foundation. And so Kaz is going to come off the bench and make plays for us on Saturday night.
Awesome. Sounds like a blast. Look forward to seeing you. Look forward to meeting you, Dan.
Thank you, my friend. I'll see you then.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Hall of Famer Dan Hampton.